The annual Immigrant Welcome Awards recognizes community members and organizations for their commitment to advocating for immigrants in Champaign County. One of this year's winners is Jasmine Olivas, a senior at the University of Illinois. IPM student reporter Stephanie Mosqueda spoke with Olivas about her work with the Immigration Project and what it means to receive this award.
Last year, you started interning at the Immigration Project in Champaign. What motivated you to apply for an internship there?
Yeah, so I was actually looking for a job. I applied and I ended up finding out it was an unpaid internship. And so I don't know why. I just was like, I still want to do it anyways. Like, I'll just pick up another job. And so, I just was really like won over when I was interviewed about like their mission and the things they do and the reason they do everything they do. And I just really wanted to give back to the Champaign-Urbana community as well, because I think that goes unnoticed sometimes, and I just wanted to find a way to get back to the community and also use like the skills I have, like in Spanish and stuff like that, and find a way to take that and give back. My dad immigrated here from Mexico in 1979. My mom was born and raised in Texas to a Mexican immigrant as well. So I'm fully Mexican. I grew up in Sterling, Illinois, though, which is a northern Illinois, small rural town. But I grew up speaking Spanish in the house. We went to Spanish Mass every Sunday, very traditional Mexican upbringing. It was a big part of why I chose to do it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now you're a case manager at the Immigration Project. What does that role entail?
Yeah, so that role kind of entails managing clients' profiles on like our legal site. So making sure that they have all their documents on there if they are part of the legal team, but also assisting them with social services. So helping them apply for financial assistance, helping them apply for public benefits, making sure that their addresses and their phone numbers and everything are updated with ICE, that they're making it to their court dates, screening them for asylum or other legal help that we offer. I have always wanted to become a lawyer. And so law school was always the end goal and is obviously still the end goal. But immigration law specifically, it was just motivated by my lived experiences with my family. I've seen how grueling immigration law can be and how ever-changing of a field it is. And I just was really intrigued by it. Obviously, my background has a lot to do with it. But yeah.
How will you take the skills that you're learning at the Immigration Project and use them in your future career?
Yeah, so I mean, I've learned a lot from being at the Immigration Project. I've learned how to communicate with clients effectively and ethically. I've learned to handle legal jargon in Spanish, which is really hard. Spanish is my native language, but when you grow up, obviously I'm not growing up with Spanish speaking lawyers. Mm-hmm. I'm growing up with Spanish speaking parents. So my legal jargon was not as good as it was, or was not as good as my rest of my Spanish, obviously. So I had to learn how to talk about the law, American law, in Spanish and explain it to people who have no idea how our government even works, or how our court system works. So I'll definitely, that's a big thing I'll be taking with me, especially if I become an attorney myself.
Because of the work that you are doing helping immigrants in the community, this year you're receiving the Student Leadership Award at the Immigrant Welcome Awards. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
What does receiving this award mean to you?
It means a lot. I mean, I think it's much bigger than me. Like, I think I can't stop thinking about, like, what it means to my parents and stuff as well, like, giving back to an immigrant community here. But yeah, it's just a huge honor, really, like to be recognized as like a leader in this field at this age by people who have so much like time that they've put into helping immigrants here, and like for them to see some kind of spark in me is really like fulfilling, and it just feels really awesome.
That's Student Leadership Award winner Jasmine Oliva speaking with IPM student reporter Stephanie Mosqueda. You can find the full list of this year's Immigrant Welcome Award winners at ipmnewsroom.org.